his defense team huddling around him the way they were, that something was going on with this note.
The judge told the jury to continue working on that fifth verdict. The Senate passed a big budget bill with many of President Trump's legislative goals. It now goes to the House, where Speaker Mike Johnson has a challenge ahead.
They went a little further than many of us would have preferred. But we have the product now. As the president said, it's his bill. It's not a House bill. It's not a Senate bill. It's the American people's bill. And my objective and my responsibility is to get that bill over the line.
Brian Koberger, charged with killing four University of Idaho students in 2022, will be in court Wednesday morning. He's expected to plead guilty, part of a deal to avoid the death penalty. CBS's Christopher Cruz has reaction from some of the families.
Some families of the victims strongly oppose the plea deal. They want 30-year-old Brian Koberger sentenced to death. One family member wrote on Facebook, "We are beyond furious at the state of Idaho. They have failed us." In Idaho, judges can reject plea agreements, but rarely do.
Evacuations were ordered this past evening in the town of Esparto, which is northwest of Sacramento, after explosions at a fireworks warehouse caused a fire. CBS News Sacramento's Madison Keeby.
Neighbors said at one point the first two explosions were big enough to shake their windows. They thought it was an earthquake or dry lightning, she said. And then she went outside and heard that repeated fireworks going off. In the distance, you'd look up in the sky and you'd see a larger plume of smoke that's new joining what was already out there.
There's no word on any injuries or deaths from police. CBS News parent company Paramount says it's reached an agreement to resolve the lawsuit filed by President Trump and Representative Jackson in the Northern District of Texas and a threatened defamation action concerning a separate 60 Minutes report. Paramount will pay $16 million. The settlement does not include a statement of apology or regret. Paramount says this lawsuit is completely separate from and unrelated to the Skydance transaction and the FCC approval process. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
DQ presents How to Make Your Summer Take Flight. Just head into DQ for a new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat. Treat your inner hero to an epic mix of sugar cookie dough, sprinkles, and cake batter flavor. Blend it all with legendary DQ soft serve, and it's enough to tempt Superman himself. Fly into DQ for our new Superman Cake Batter Cookie Dough Blizzard Treat before it's gone. And don't miss Superman, only in theaters July 11th. DQ, happy tastes good. Only at participating locations.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Another Kardashian comes clean on having some work done.
Everyone says, oh my gosh, she's had her third face transplant.
41-year-old Khloe Kardashian has responded to speculation about her look at the Bezos Sanchez wedding and listed all of her cosmetic procedures on Instagram. Khloe admits to one nose job, laser hair removal just about everywhere, Botox, fillers, laser treatment to tighten her skin, collagen, and salmon sperm facials. Last month, her younger sister Kylie Jenner revealed her exact silicone implant order. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The K-pop septet BTS will return in spring 2026 with a new album and world tour. Members made the announcement Tuesday during a live stream, the first time all seven members have broadcast together since September 2022. The news comes a few weeks after four BTS members finished mandatory South Korean service, with three in the military. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly clear skies and light west winds through the overnight. Morning lows will start off in the upper 60s. Wednesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. A couple of thunderstorms possible in the late day. Highs will climb to the upper 80s, light west winds. Currently 71 degrees.
Finger now. the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Yes. get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The website climate.gov is no more. The site that served as a trusted resource for federal research on climate change has been officially shut down a month after its staff was fired by the Trump administration. When it was online, climate.gov received hundreds of thousands of visitors every month. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says climate information will be housed elsewhere on its website. $16 million in state funding could soon be on the way to help farmers improve water quality in rural Wisconsin. The Joint Committee on Finance recently committed the funding for a host of environmentally minded farm programs. After months of work from Clean Wisconsin and its partners, the funding still needs to be passed by the full legislature and signed into law by Governor Evers. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Goes cruising just as fast as she can now, and she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rex away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rex
away. Well, the girls can't stand her 'cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
This morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain.
what's getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
All the world over so easy to see. People everywhere just wanna be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free.
You should see. Lovely world is to be.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you. Hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Oh,
my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sugar.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. You got a two-piece custom-made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
W-R-J-A.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The jury in the sex trafficking and racketeering trial of Sean Diddy Combs has some unfinished business when they go back to court this morning, finding a way to reach a verdict on the top charge. Four others are decided but not announced. CBS News legal reporter Katrina Kaufman.
The count they're stuck on, the RICO conspiracy charge, is the most complicated. It's the most layered. There are many elements to it. They have to believe that there were two underlying predicate crimes that were committed, although perhaps the biggest sticking point here might be whether there was an agreement to form this enterprise, whether Combs knowingly and willfully conspired with at least one other person.
The judge told the jury to continue working toward a verdict. It's now up to the House. Republican senators passed the massive tax and spending bill wanted by President Trump, just barely. Correspondent Nicole Killian reports it came down to convincing one senator.
There were several key changes in it, many of them provisions, for instance, that Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski had kind of pushed for to win over her vote, things like increasing monies for rural hospitals. She wanted some changes to some of the SNAP provisions.
With Murkowski's eye registered, Vice President Vance cast a tie-breaking vote. Opponents of the bill worry it will add to the national debt. Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady tells us that would have long-lasting repercussions.
Adding to the national debt, I think, is one of the most concerning